The following is a message from the pulpit of Parkside Baptist Church in Mesquite, Texas, led by Pastor Mike Wells.
Thank you. Praise the Lord for that. Aren't you glad that you know what Jesus did for you? By the way, I'm very proud of you. Some of you, I know, have decided that come January, which is already almost gone, you're going to be faithful to the church services, and you're doing well. We have several people that are newly saved, and I realize it's a new pattern. It really is. I remember when I got saved and I first started going to church and hitting it on Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night and just deciding as a new believer, I'm just going to be faithful. Maybe hard, but I'm just going to do the right thing. And several of you have done that this year. I'm very proud of you. Keep it up. Keep it up. A way to be faithful all year long is just one Sunday at a time. Just one Sunday at a time. Just hit it, and then next Sunday say, hey, man, I'm going to do it again. Some of you are trying out the Sunday night services, and man, I can tell. I can just tell. You're sitting there, and all of a sudden I'll say something, and your eyes get real big, and then they'll shrink back down to normal size, and then that smile comes on your face. And so that's wonderful. And so keep it up. If you've not yet come to a Sunday night service, come tonight. You'll enjoy it as well. You know, when our children would do something and we wanted to emphasize how proud we were of them, we would emphasize it several times. The same it was when we give them instruction. When our children needed to be able to do something and we wanted to make sure that it sunk in deep, we would not just say it one time, but oftentimes we'd say it twice or maybe even three times just to make sure they caught it. I know when they were very young, we would teach them to be able to do stuff, and then we'd have them repeat it back to us just to make sure instructions were clear. Well, you know, in the Bible, when we see that God mentions something one time, it's important. Everything that God mentions in the Bible is very important. But if God mentions something twice, I think you better set up just a little extra and pay attention. And so here it is in our Bible. We're in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 21. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Very interesting. Luke chapter 12 and verse 34. So I was studying this out even more last night. You'll see it says the very same thing. Luke chapter 12 and verse 34. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. So in my Bible study in preparation for the message, I was kind of curious of how many times the word treasure would be mentioned in the scriptures. And in our King James Bible, we find out that the word treasure is mentioned 37 times. So apparently God has something very
interesting. Sunlight, page 361 in your psalm book. Walking in sunlight, all of my journey.
Singing this morning, take your Bible, please, and go to the book of Matthew, chapter 6. The book of Matthew, please, this morning, and chapter 6. We'll look at verse 21 for our text verse this morning. Book of Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 21. Let's stand together for the reading of God's word, if you would, please. Matthew, chapter 6, and verse 21. The Bible says, for where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Father, bless, I pray, not just in this service, but in the other many services that's on property right now. I pray that you'd use each preacher as they open the Word of God, and Father, as they preach the Word of God. Lord, I pray if there's somebody that's under the pitch of my voice here or under the pitch of their voices that knows not Christ as Savior, that today would be the day they receive the Lord. And Father, we thank you for all that you do. Bless our services now, we do pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Be seated, please.
Jesus touched those blinded eyes and made them see. And though I did not see the empty tomb that day, I still believe, for I know what Jesus did for me. I believe there is power in the blood of the Lamb, and I believe that there is healing in the touch of His hand.
Gift, it says, is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, it says, neither shadow of turning. So He's saying this. He said, every gift that is coming your way, don't you ever forget God gave you that gift. Now, can I tell you, you ought to smile this morning because God, for many of you, gave you the gift of eternal salvation. And because you're saved, you can smile on a rainy day. Oh, yes, you listen to me. You can smile on a hot summer day in Texas if you're saved. By the way, you can smile when all those people up north are getting snow and you're wiping the 3 inches of sunshine off your windshield. I'm saying this. I feel for you, Brother Davis. That's what I'm saying. I tell you, Brother Fugit asked me to come up and preach to his college kids. And so it was November-ish. It was a wintry month. And so I flew up. I flew up to Kentucky. Man, you're flying over just beautiful. I mean, the snow was everywhere. At that time, my wife had taken our girls, and they were going to go to a conference in California somewhere or something, you know, and man, it was sunshine down there, and she's on the phone, oh honey, it's just so beautiful, how is it there? I said, I'm freezing, that's how it is, you know, but may I say this, I'm saying only God can give you the full dividends. Over in Psalms 103 and verse 1 through 5, here's what it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, it says, and forget not all His benefits. God's been good to us. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth, it says, the life from destruction, and crowneth thee with a loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfieth, thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. And so God says, hey, look, don't forget, I've been good to you. I am the one that has given you, if I may say so, as you give to God, God gives back the full dividends. Don't you forget how good God is. You know, the diamond is an amazing, amazing work of art that God has given. It's one of the hardest natural materials known to man. Many times they'll take the diamond, and by the way, the Greek word that is used for diamond is unbreakable. Unbreakable. And that diamond, they'll use it in many different fashions. Even in the industrial worlds do they use the diamond because it's one of the hardest substances known. I mean, it can cut through, it can edge, it can grind, and any number of services. Years ago, there was a fellow by the name of Russell Conwell. Russell Conwell was a Baptist preacher in Philadelphia, and he wrote a best-selling book in the 1800s. It was called Acres of Diamonds. Conwell told the story of a man that was a traveler, and this man decided, I'm going to find diamonds. That's what he wanted to do. So he traveled the world. He traveled the world relentlessly looking for diamonds. Preacher, most of the time before you take the offering, you say, now give your tithes and offerings. Why do you do that? I want you to be blessed. Hey, we had people years ago that were saved under our ministry here years ago. Still coming. God has blessed them because they learned to put God first. You say, well, I tell you what, preacher, I'm not going to do that. All right, let me ask you something. How's that working for you? How's that working for you? You were not made to survive by yourself. I love you. Your marriage was not made to live it without God. Your child-rearing endeavors was not for you to do it without God. I'm saying this, that God's dividends are only paid to those that pay in. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 through 9. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth. I love this little word right there. This is a really neat word right there. God knew what he was doing. I'm sure he's pleased to hear me say that. But God knew what he was doing when he put this little word right there. Here's what he says. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth. Here it is. Here's that little word. That. I hung my head on that many years ago. Hung my hat on that many years ago. All right. It says that shall ye also reap. So whatever the that is in your life that you're doing for him, that will be the area that you reap. Isn't that good? Come on, that'll make you smile when life is not so good to you. Because whatever you have going on in your life, hey, look, give that to God. The reason you're struggling with it, dear friends, is because you've not given that to God. If we learn to give all the that's that's given us struggles to God, we do better. The Bible says, for he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, verse 8, Galatians 6. But he that soweth to the Spirit, capital S, talking about Holy Spirit, shall of the Spirit, capital S, talking about Holy Spirit, reap life everlasting. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if, here's a conditional clause, we faint not. Amen. You say, why has God put that in there? Because it's hard. Look, don't sit there and be all pious at me this morning. Well, you know, I got my Bible. Sure did. Got my Bible. Your treasure could be that which is your investments. Your treasure could be your talent or your abilities. Your treasure could be that which is your household goods. Your treasure could be the car that you drive. Maybe the clothes that you put on your back. Your treasure could be the friends that you value so very dear. It might be the family members that you love so very deeply. That could be your treasure. Maybe your treasure this morning is the job that you hold or the job that you wish one day you could hold. Maybe your treasure this morning could be a special event, and maybe you go to this event every single year. I know people that go to the state fair every single year, and they treasure eating those big turkey legs. They just treasure it. They just can't wait. I mean, they talk about it almost year-round. Can't wait till state fair comes. What are you going to do? I'm getting the turkey leg. That's what I'm going to do. I mean, you know, they just, some it's to ride different rides, maybe over at Six Flags, and they treasure that. Some people are people that like to play board games. We have several young couples in our church that they'll invite other young couples over, and maybe on a Friday night or something like that, and they'll sit around the table and they play the board games, and they treasure that time together. Some people treasure their trips. Might be a vacation or it might be a trip to go to someplace else. Some people really treasure their business. They enjoy business. You ask them, hey, what do you have fun doing? I love to work. I just love to work. And they just treasure their business that they have. Some people treasure stories that they can tell over and over and over again. It's because maybe it's the only stories they ever remember, but they tell them over and over and over again. But you know, treasures have several things in common. Let's always remember this. Always remember who gave you the treasure. God has been good to us, hasn't he? Man, God's been so good. God's been good to you. If you've been married for 1 month, God's been good to you. If you've been married 55 years, is that right, Brother and Mrs. Champion? 55 years been married. God's been good to you. So no matter how long you've been married, man, God's been good to you. If you're single, hey, God's been good to you. Just think about that. All the things that you do and you enjoy doing with friends and family, hey, God's been good to you. Hey, if you have a great job, God's been good to you. But if you have a job, just pay minimum wage, boy, hadn't God been good to you? I mean, if you live in a nice, nice house, you can say, man, God's been good to me. But if you live in an apartment, you're out of that which is the environment that's cold right now, outside many nights, hey, thank the Lord, God's been good to you. I'm saying always remember who gave you your treasure. Always remember who blesses your treasure. That's God. God is the one that not only gave it to you, but he blesses it. Always remember, who is it that can take your treasure away? That's also the Lord. Always remember to invest your treasure wisely. Do your due diligence. Make sure if God's given you a treasure that you invest in it and do it wisely. Always remember to do your due diligence before investing your treasure. So make sure you search out every avenue. We have many men and ladies in our church that do investing, and they're investing in stocks and bonds and company dividends and things of that nature that God has just allowed them to be able to do. And that's a wonderful thing, but can I tell you, you be wise as you do invest. You know, always remember that you will encounter people that will oppose you when you're investing in your treasure. There's going to be people that say, no, don't do that. There's always the naysayers. There's always the critics. There's always the opposers. You know, Dr. Bob Jones Sr. said this. He said, the door to the room of success always swings on the hinges of opposition. And so you're always going to have opposition. When you step out to do something great for God, somebody's going to get jealous. Somebody's going to say something. They might even criticize you just a little bit. Hey, always remember it's not equal giving, but it's equal sacrificing that makes the success. When we pull together as a church, we see a lot of things done. When you pull together in your business, when you pull together in your family, no matter what you're pulling together in, and everybody sacrifices, everybody gives. We have missions conference coming up, and we'll be praying much about how to take the missionaries on. What would that be? Oh, that's not going to be equal giving. What's that going to be, preacher? I'll tell you what it's going to be. It's going to be equal sacrificing. As we sacrifice, as God shows us what to do to be able to love these missionaries so that the world can be able to receive more of the gospel. Can I tell you, as we sacrifice together, we'll see God do great, marvelous things. Well, may I say this, considering that which is our treasure. Let me give you some statements this morning that will help you. Statement number one, only God can give you full dividends. Only God can give you full dividends. Now, we're talking about that treasure. You know, a treasure is something that God has given you. It might be education, may well be. It might be that God has given you the treasure of being able to be someone that encourages others, helps others. It might be that God has given you the treasure of being able to have some finances. Maybe you've got some wisdom about how to be able to do things. Maybe you've got your own business, but God has given you some treasure. Now, what are you going to do with that treasure? Well, understand this. Only God can give you full dividends. James chapter 1 and verse 16, the Bible says, do not err, my beloved. Now, wait a minute. He said, my beloved brethren. So who's he talking to? He's talking to Christians. You mean, preacher, that Christians can err? Oh, yes, they can. You mean, preacher, that Christians can make mistakes when it comes to decisions? Yes, they can. You mean to tell me, preacher, that people can do the wrong thing, though they have right intentions? Yes, they can. All right, so God reminds us here in the book of James. He said, look, he said, do not err, my beloved brethren. He said, every good gift, in verse 17, James 1, the Bible says, every good gift and every perfect gift, it says, is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, it says, neither shadow of turning. So he's saying this. He said, every gift that is coming your way, don't you ever forget God gave you that gift. Now, can I tell you, you ought to smile this morning because God, for many of you, gave you the gift of eternal salvation. And because you're saved, you can smile on a rainy day. Oh, yes, you listen to me. You can smile on a hot summer day in Texas if you're saved. By the way, you can smile when all those people up north are getting snow and you're wiping the 3 inches of sunshine off your windshield. I'm saying this. I feel for you, Brother Davis. That's what I'm saying. I tell you, Brother Fugit asked me to come up and preach to his college kids. And so it was November-ish. It was a wintry month. And so I flew up. I flew up to Kentucky. Man, you're flying over just beautiful. I mean, the snow was everywhere. At that time, my my wife had taken our girls, and they were going to go, and they were going to, I think they're going to go to a conference in California somewhere or something, you know, and man, it was sunshine down there, and she's on the phone, oh, honey, it's just so beautiful. How is it there? I said, I'm freezing. That's how it is, you know, and but may I say this? I'm saying only God can give you the full dividends. Over in Psalms 103 and verse 1 through 5, here's what it says. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, it says, and forget not all his benefits. God's been good to us. He says, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth, it says, the life from destruction, and crowneth thee with a loving kindness and tender mercies, and satisfieth, it says, thy mouth with good things, so that the youth is renewed like the eagles. And so God says, hey, look, don't forget, I've been good to you. I've been good to you. I am the one that has given you, if I may say so, as you give to God, God. Number one, only God can give you full dividends. Statement number two, God's full dividends are temporal and eternal. Statement number three, God's dividends are only paid in, stay with me now, are only paid out for those that pay in. God's dividends are only paid out to those that pay in. Last statement, here it is. Where your treasure is, eventually your heart will be. Where your treasure is, eventually your heart will be. Here's what the Bible says. The Bible says where your treasure is, going back to our text verses, Matthew 6:21. Where your treasure is, there will, that's future tense, is present tense, will, future tense. So where you're putting your treasure now, your heart might not be there. You know, most people have to attend church a while before they start to like it. For those of you that just popped in this morning, somebody gave you a gospel tract, I thank God you're here, and I see many people here that I don't know. Maybe somebody gave you a gospel tract, maybe somebody knocked on your door, maybe somebody called you up, maybe you got a text, somebody contacted you, maybe you heard about the church. Maybe you're one of these people ride by down Gross Road, you see the sign, you see the quotes, many people like the quotes, and you said, okay, this is our day. We're going to stop in, check it out, see what it's all about. And you came to church. Now, first off, I'm proud of you. Thank you for coming. But can I tell you, you might sit here this morning and say, this is different. You used to go into one of those swinging churches, you know. And you say, man, this is just so different. Man, the guy's getting up and he's not sitting on a bar stool. You know, he's got a tie on. It's different. Yeah, on purpose, it's different. Now, wait a minute, watch this. Here's what we see. So a person, stay with it here, a person where their treasure is. You put your treasure here today. Your heart might not get here till later. You know why it's different? First time I ever went to a fundamental independent Baptist church, it scared me to death. The guy got up, he got excited. As my pastor, Dr. Smith, he got up, he got excited. He started raising his voice. Never heard that before in church. I thought, why is he raising his voice? I started looking around to see who's not paying attention. Yeah, it was different. Now, so if you give us a little while, we'll grow on you. There was a lady called American Airlines, lives over here in the Fort Worth area. So she called the DFW and said, how long would it take for me to fly from DFW to Frankfurt, Germany? The clerk answered the phone call. He had to look it up on his computer, and so he said, just a minute. She said, thank you, and hung up. You'll get that by and by. You know why? Because we don't want eventually, we want now. Everybody, there's nothing wrong with that. That's your flesh. Everybody wants to be a success now. You want your kids to be worry-free and you raising them now. You want that nice car that you can't afford now. You want that job that you're not qualified for now. You want people to treat you though you don't treat them that way now. I'm saying this. I'm saying where your treasure is, there will your heart be eventually. And I'll just give you the last statement, illustration, I'm done. A heart that is in the right place gets many blessings. It really does. The heart that's in the right place. The Bible talks in Matthew 12, 35, says a good man out of a good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. And an evil man out of the evil treasure bringeth forth evil things. Two Christians, short story, two Christians walking down the road. The one guy just smiling. I mean, I'm talking about earlobe to earlobe, just smiling. The guy said, walking next to him, who was a friend, what's going on in your life? The guy that was smiling earlobe to earlobe said this. He said, I'm burdened very heavy. He said, no way. What do you mean you're burdened very heavy? You're smiling like a goober. What do you mean you're burdened very heavy? How could you be smiling so much? He said, I'm burdened with blessings. I'm burdened with blessings. You say, wouldn't it be good? Come on. Wouldn't it be good to be where you're supposed to be, doing what you're supposed to be doing so much that from time to time you just look up and say, it's been good. It's just been good. Thank you. It's just been good. Thank you for being my God. Thank you for answering. Come on. Hindus have many gods. Did you know that? Did you know that? We don't need many because we got the right one. Yeah. So you can just look up and say, hey, it's been good. Man, God, you have done marvelous. You've done great. Got up this morning. For me, it was 2:30. That's why I'm wired right now. Then I drank coffee for breakfast. Arrived at the church and drank another cup of coffee. You come shake my hand, it'd be like this. Wouldn't it be good to wake up in the morning and say, God, you've just been good. And thank you for loving me. Thank you for putting up with me. We were talking about thankfulness. I'm going to tell him, Tomley. We were talking about thankfulness India. Yeah. We're in India. We're talking about thankfulness, and Brother Tomley decided, man, I'm just going to thank everybody. He went ballistic with being thankful. I mean, you know, he went up and said to this, hey, where's this coffee shop? Person said, right now, thank you. Thank you. Person's backing off. Walked in the coffee shop. He said, we're thankful we're here. Are you thankful we're here? Just went thankful nuts. I'd rather somebody be that way. Amen. Yeah, sure. He brought smiles to people's faces. People were open to be able to receive a gospel card or whatever. Just because thankful. By the way, you can be thankful. Mm-hmm. You can be thankful. How many of you are thankful that you're alive? Raise your hand. Thankful you're alive. Got it? Here we go. You ready? How many are thankful you were born in America? Now, some of you were not. I realize that. How many are thankful that you are in America right now? Yeah, yeah, yeah. How many are thankful that, hey, you got to come to church this morning? Yeah. How many are thankful that you have somebody that loves you? You're thankful. Have somebody that loves you. Well, God bless you, man. Appreciate you. How many are thankful that he loves me? Now, I'm saying this. You have many things to be thankful for. Why don't you just decide to put him first? Be thankful for all that God has done for you. We have a wonderful God. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed.
Thank you for joining us today. For more audio or video content, you can visit our website at parksidebaptist.org.